All right. So what she said was the meeting that you guys had together, she wasn't able to record it for some reason. And so she wanted to know, you asked about combinations on procedure preferences. And so she's got this list here. It says M-Sculpt fillers, especially Voluma, Volbella, Intracell.
I'll just do it again. Okay. Here's what I told her. I told her that I wanted to focus the newsletters on a filler and a machine. So I suggested that we do, I think I said Voluma and the Intragen. I think I said Volbella and the Intracell. Then I said something like Restylane and the M-Sculpt. And then I think I said like Restylane Lift and the Fraxel. Right? Is that what I said? Oh, no. Sorry, my bad. Because Kybella was in there too. So it was Kybella. Yeah, Kybella and I'm doing it. Okay, this is the real one. Kybella and Intragen. Then it was Volbella and Intracell. Then it was Voluma and M-Sculpt. And then it was Restylane and Fraxel. And many of these I pair together anyway for different reasons, but that's what I said in terms of pairing of machines and injectables. Okay?
Okay, perfect. All right. So then
I wanted to not focus on lower ticket procedures, but focus on higher ticket procedures. So that was my whole point. And okay. Tell her it's no problem. We don't know why it was acting up this morning, but it really was. Tell her it's totally not her fault.
Yeah, you know? Right. Okay. Of course.
Okay.
All right. So let's just jump right into the recording and let's talk about M-Sculpt and let me know how that procedure works and who is a good candidate.
Okay. So the M-Sculpt is cutting-edge technology that helps you lose fat. So you lose 19% fat and you build muscle. You build 16% muscle. So this is good for people that have a little bit of fat on their abdomens that want to build muscle. Now, my patients typically that have a lot of fat on their abdomen will have to do another machine like the Vanquish to get their fat off their abdomen, or perhaps the Vanquish and the Excellus before they get to the M-Sculpt. The M-Sculpt also, if you flip the patient over on their belly, can help to lift the buttocks muscles. So you get an increase in the kind of like the lift of the buttocks muscles, and it looks kind of rounder, it looks better. Men are liking a little bit of a lift as well as women, so I'm not considering it a women's procedure only anymore. The other thing about the M-Sculpt is if you have a pacemaker, you may not use it, and you can even use it with some hip implants, but you need to tell the doctor about your medical history. If you have a copper IUD, you probably should not use it, and this is the type of machine where we go from 20% to 50% and then try to get everybody at 100% capacity. My medical assistants apply an applicator to the abdomen, one or two, depending on the size of your abdomen, and then we basically flip a switch on the machine. And it is similar on the abdomen to doing 20,000 crunches in 30 minutes, which not even Superman can do. And so it's very efficient in terms of how it uses the technology to tighten your muscle. So people get off the machine feeling like they have had a workout. We recommend 6 to 8 treatment sessions for everyone, whether it is the abdomen or the buttocks. And then we recommend at least every 3 months for maintenance, although many of my patients are coming in once a month for maintenance. Once you do the 6 or 8 treatment sessions as your standardized treatment protocol, then we decrease how much you pay for the additional follow-up treatment sessions, because then everything gets known as a follow-up. Now, this is safe. It's very effective. My patients love it. We're using it off-label on the anterior thighs above the knees to tighten knee fat, and we're also using it some on the back. So those are areas that they're investigating further, but they do look like, I mean, one of my patients is saying that she has less knee pain, that she climbs the stairs easier, the circumference of fat of her knees went down, and she has much more muscle to show. So she's very happy. Another patient of mine, upon doing her abdomen 3 times, and we hadn't even gotten to doing her back fat at all, she said after doing her abdomen for 3 visits only, that she had less back pain. So she has, I think, 4 other members of her family coming in who were complaining of low back pain, tightened her stomach muscles, and that this is working great, very excited. The M-Sculpt technology, I think, is first in class. The machine's colorblind, so you can do it on white, black, Latino, and Asian patients with no issues about the darkness or lightness of the person, with no issues about the amount of melanin in their skin. Typically, the M-Sculpt takes 30 minutes for a treatment session. There are many people that want to do 30 minutes on their abdomen and then turn over and do another 30 minutes on their rear end right now. So some people are in there for 60 minutes. I would say in my cosmetic dermatology practice, about 70% of the people using it are females and about 30% are males right now. And that's interesting because I really see easily 75% females in my practice, but I feel like my female patients are telling their boyfriends and husbands how fantastic this machine is. And with my kind of stellar online information that has been disseminated through Equal Marketing that I'm very happy with, I'm getting more patients that are looking me up online and coming in that don't even know anything about me or my reputation until they get here. So I'm grateful to Equal for that. I think that's everything I want to say about it, hon.
Okay. All right. Well, then let's jump right into Intragen.
What do you think? Do you feel like I missed anything?
No, I thought you did very well. I didn't. I have all these follow-up things, but just like, you know, how the procedure goes, what it's used for, ideal candidates. You gave all that information when you were speaking. So there's nothing else.
Okay, cool. Okay.
All right. Let's jump in and talk about Intragen. I haven't heard of that procedure. And let me know about how that one works.
Okay. So the Intragen is a tightening device that's used for the face, especially the lower jaw and neck area. And it is a non-invasive radio frequency device that's colorblind that can be used on white, black, Latino, and Asian patients. Melanin, the amount in the skin, does not make a difference. Typically, it's used for people that need tightening, so that would be people over the age of 35 in terms of ideal candidates. Even my patients that are smokers like this machine because it helps to decrease their smoking lines, which, you know, I would prefer that none of my patients smoked at all, but since this is a real world, unfortunately, some of them don't listen to me and they smoke anyway. In terms of the Intragen, it is basically 4 to 6 treatment sessions. It is hot. It feels hot. We don't numb you before the procedure. And it's not uncomfortable, though. And you apply the applicator device in kind of roundish circles to the face is one mode. And then the other mode is a stamping mode, which you let the applicator linger a little bit more. It's what it sounds like. And patients are delighted with the results. The Intragen is one of these technologies. It was cleared in this country a few years ago with technology from Asia. My patients are very happy with it. Typically, we don't use it in the eye area. We go around the outskirts of the eye area. But everywhere else on the face, particularly on around the mouth and on the lower jaw and on the neck, it's being used a lot. So it's a tightening technology. It's not as expensive as other tightening technologies on the market. My patients are very excited with the results. And like I said, most people are somewhere between 4 to 6 treatment sessions they need. And then I recommend 1 or 2 a year for maintenance.
Perfect. All right, let's talk about IntraCell. What is that procedure used for?
Okay, so the IntraCell is one of the most popular devices here at Image Dermatology. So the IntraCell technology is used for acne scars. It's used for lines around the mouth and the lip. It's used for lines on the neck, lines on the face in general. It is used for surgical scars. It is used for traumatic scars. It is used for stretch marks, and it is used to kind of pick up a face in conjunction with the Intragen. It's the same manufacturer. If you're doing tightening, sometimes people want to tighten and they want to kind of pick up the face with the IntraCell. So what do I mean by that? The Intragen is going to tighten, then the IntraCell is going to go after the fine lines and wrinkles and really, really seriously rejuvenate their skin. So the IntraCell device is radio frequency and microneedling together. And there are different depths that we can do with the microneedling. We do numb the patient before the IntraCell procedure for about 30 minutes to 1 hour, depending on the individual patient and the pain tolerance that they have. My patients with acne scarring, with surgical scars, with stretch marks, with the lines around the mouth or on the neck or on the face are delighted with the results. And I also use the IntraCell, interestingly enough, for pore size, to decrease pore size. And that is another winner, because there's not enough products in terms of dermatology, anti-aging technologies that really attack the pore size. So sometimes I'll use the IntraCell one time, 1 month, and then I'll alternate with that with the Fraxel the next month, and I'll go back and forth. And that might be to treat acne scarring or to treat pore size. I might go back and forth because they both work in two different manners. And if I do that, then I get the ultimate results from doing that. So that's very exciting.
Perfect. And what about Xeomin? What do you use that for?
So Xeomin is a botulinum toxin, A, that is FDA approved. I did a lot of the clinical trials for Xeomin for use on the face in the glabellar area. I typically use it off-label under the arms for hyperhidrosis, for sweating. My patients really like it a lot and are very excited by the fact that they don't sweat as much. Now, it can be used cosmetically on the face. I tend to use Botox more on the face than Xeomin, but both can be used to decrease fine lines and wrinkles between the eyebrows, on the upper forehead, around the crow's feet area, which is obviously the corners of the eyes. And then there's a lot of interesting uses. We can use Xeomin around the mouth for the, we call them perioral lip lines. Those are the kind of smoker's lines or lines from drinking out of a bottle all the time around the mouth. We can use them in neck cords, Xeomin. We can use it in neck cords. We, you know, have used it there. But the main place that I use Xeomin in my office is probably under the arms and somewhat for cosmetic uses on the face.
Okay, great.
I did want to say, hang on, I do want to say, Xeomin, like Botox, is a purified protein derivative. What that means is that anyone can use it. Ideal candidates are someone that wants to slow down their aging. And like Botox with Xeomin, I definitely say, if you don't get the crease, you'll never have the deep crack, and you'll never look like your auntie or your mom or your grandmother, whoever it is you're trying to avoid looking like, because Xeomin, like Botox, is using technology, anti-wrinkle technology in a needle to make yourself look younger and less stressed. And so in the same way that Botox makes you look younger and less stressed, Xeomin does the same thing.
All right, great. And let's talk about the different types of chemical peels that are available at Image Dermatology.
Sure. So with chemical peels, the main ones that we use a lot are the VI peels. The VI peels help with texture, tone, acne, fine lines. They can help a little with pore size, and they help with the hair bumps, of course. My patients love the VI peels, particularly on their faces, on their necks, on their chests, and on their backs are the most common areas that I do the VI peels. The VI peels are medium depth peels. They're good for all skin types. You're good the day of the peel, the day after the peel, and by the third day after the peel, you honestly start flaking and peeling significantly for at least 2 days after that. So a lot of my patients will do the procedure of the VI peel on a Wednesday night, go to work Thursday, go to work Friday, run home Friday night, and plan on peeling a lot over that Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. Typically by Monday, they're able to moisturize, put sunblock on, and get back to work. There are very specific directions to follow in the post-peel kit about when you're supposed to use the wipes to give yourself the best results. And so my staff goes over that with each and every patient so that they understand, so they have proper instructions from the time they walk out the door. As with most of my procedures that I do around the mouth, if you break out from cold sores or have cold sores, you need to let us know in advance so we can put you on an oral antiviral medication like Valtrex. It's not that you can't do these procedures, it's just that you need to be careful while doing these procedures and make sure if you have an outbreak of cold sores or you feel one coming up that you let your doctor know so we can give you something so it can go away faster and so it does not spread. Getting back to the VI peel, like I said, the face is the main area that people like to focus on, the face, the chin, and the neck, but it can be used on the chest and the back and the backs of hands as well.
Perfect. Okay.
The next peel that we use a lot is the rejuvenized peel. The rejuvenized peel is also another patented formulation that helps with texture, tone, acne, and fine lines. It's considered more of a superficial peel, good for all skin types, and only gives you a little bit of light flaking a day or two after. So many people will use this peel and they will think to themselves, oh, okay, I can use this, I can go right back to work, I don't have any downtime, and I'm still working towards my goals of having more even skin tone and less acne and less rough areas on my face because it's tone, texture, acne, fine lines, and hair bumps. So my patients love the rejuvenized peels. Them and the VI peels that I first mentioned are probably the most popular peels in my practice. Other types of peels we do in the practice are the vitalized peel, which is considered a superficial peel. Very similar, but what's one step down, so one step lighter than the rejuvenized peel. Tone, texture, acne, and fine lines and hair bumps with the vitalized peel. Very light flaking, if any at all, with the vitalized peel. In patients, still going towards the result of being a glow getter and having a more even skin tone, and being more comfortable with the skin that you're in. And then finally, we do the Theraplex peels, which are 25 and 30% salicylic acid peels. And those are targeted mainly for acne, but we also use them for the texture of the skin, the tone of the skin, fine lines, and we use them for hair bumps because hair bumps are very similar to acne. We typically focus on the face with these chemical peels, but we can focus on the neck, the back, and the chest as well. Typically, we do not put these peels on the backs of the hands as we do the VI peel, the rejuvenized peel, and the vitalized peel. Now, the last type of peel we use in our practice is the glycolic acid peel. This is an unbuffered peel that, again, helps with texture, tone, acne, and fine lines. My patients love these peels. They are light. They can be slightly irritating, and they help towards clearer, more even skin tone. But again, the top three that I mentioned, the VI peel first, because that's a medium depth peel, then the superficial rejuvenized peel, and the superficial vitalized peel would be the three most popular chemical peels that we have in our armamentarium here at Image Dermatology. I myself personally usually use the rejuvenized peel or the VI peel, and I give myself once a month or once every 4 to 6 weeks a chemical peel. The majority of women these days want to wear less makeup or no makeup, and so chemical peels help them get to where it is that they'd like to go. I advocate strongly that men have chemical peels too, so I have a lot of males in my practice that do chemical peels, and they love them as well. We apply them, the doctor, myself, or my PA, Megan, with a gauze, and we have the patient use a fan so that they're very comfortable, and they sit back in the chair, and then we go through the post-peel instruction sheet ourselves.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. All right. And then let's talk about laser hair removal, and what options do you have at Image Dermatology for that?
Okay. And are we going to talk about Kybella today or no?
We can. That is not on my list, but we can definitely do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that I've, you know, the Kybella I would want to highlight more than probably, you know, more than the chemical peels, because it brings in more money to the practice. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. Let's talk about Kybella then, and let me know what, you know, who's a good candidate. Talk about the procedure.
More so the peels, but I'm happy to talk about the laser hair removal. So how many more topics do we have right now, just so I know?
I'm looking at Kybella, laser hair removal, skin care treatments available for men, and then they have skin cancer surgeries.
Okay. Yeah, the skin cancer surgeries, Blue Cross Blue Shield lost their state contract this year for the state of New Jersey. Skin cancer surgeries are going to be paid at such a dismal amount that is the last thing I want to focus on something that I'm advertising. Probably.
That is not a problem. Okay, so let's talk about Kybella, and then we'll do the last two topics.
Okay. So Kybella is a liposuction in a needle, I like to call it, an FDA-approved injectable drug that we inject here in the dermatologist's office. I do it myself. I did the clinical trials for Kybella. I like the drug a lot. It works really well because every single time you use it, the fat pad underneath the chin gets smaller and smaller and smaller. My patients are very excited by the results, although they are gradual. And I explain to people all the time that what happens with Kybella is the following. You inject it into the area that you want to target to decrease fat. Once you inject it into that area, what happens next is you can get some immediate discomfort, tingling, tenderness, and even some pain for about 22 minutes. So I have patients hold ice, use ice, and they, you know, they drive off to go to their job after we inject them with Kybella. Over the next 2 to 3 days, it swells up significantly. Those days, my patients are wearing turtlenecks. They might ice it a little bit. They might wear a scarf on their neck. But basically what's happening inside of their body is that Kybella is busting apart their fat cells, because Kybella is what we call deoxycholic acid. And so it's a synthetic derivative of what our gallbladder secretes to fight fat within our system. And here we are injecting it into trouble spots where there's fat to get rid of the fat. So it's really cool technology. In the clinical trial, I literally had people lined up outside dying to be in this clinical trial. And although I was able to enroll a large amount of people, I had to turn people away. Now that Kybella is FDA approved, everyone knows it's not cheap, which is why people wanted it for free in the clinical trials, but they still do come in. Off-label, I'm using it for the upper arms. I'm using it for the back. I'm using it for the lower abdomen. I'm using it for the inner thighs. And I'm also using it for that little bit of bra fat when people put on a bra and then they have a short-sleeved shirt on and they can just see a little poke out of fat. I am using it some for that. However, in those cases, I recommend that people get an ultrasound or a mammogram first to make sure that they have no issues with their breast tissue prior to getting started with the Kybella. The Kybella itself is used probably 50-50 in my practice, though 50% men use it, 50% women use it. It does swell and cause some pain and tenderness, like I said, for about 22 minutes. It can be sensitive for another week or 2 weeks or even 3 weeks. Some of my patients that swell the worst actually wind up needing less treatments. So I explain to my patients that swelling is good. If you have Kybella and you do not swell, that's not good. That's kind of odd and bad. And then I do want them to contact the office. And in the meantime, I tell all of my patients the following. I tell them I've used it on my inner thighs. My inner thighs are over an inch and a quarter down. I feel better in jeans. I feel more confident in my exercise clothes, and I feel more confident in leggings. So this is something for me that's helped me tremendously, and I think it's fantastic. I love the consistency of the results with my patients with Kybella when they're using it under the chin and in different areas on their face. I like the fact that there's not a lot of downtime with this procedure, and I like the fact that I can explain to my patients it's localized, injectable liposuction in a needle. And my patients are really into that description, and they instantly want to sign up. So this is one of those technologies that works. It works well. It can be used in all skin types, and it can be used on both sexes. The issue is if your skin is way, way, way loose under your jaw, then you might want to reconsider using it. If your skin is way, way, way loose in between your thighs, then you might want to consider using it there. So for very loose skin, maybe you wouldn't use it. For somebody who's in great shape, who has good skin turgor, you would absolutely want to use it. So these are all things that your board-certified dermatologist can examine you, can do a consult for you. And from there, we basically just go ahead and we do the procedure. Some people want to do 3 treatment sessions and then stop and then come back and do another 3. Many people want to come in here every month and just get it done. So it varies with what my patients want. Many times we'll do 3 Kybellas and then we'll do some tightening with the Intragen machine for 2 or 3 treatment sessions and then go back to more Kybella. So that's pretty much how I would explain it. I love it. I use it all the time. My patients are very happy. It has a high amount of patient satisfaction because people hate their pockets of fat and they want to get rid of them.
Perfect. Okay.
So that ding in the middle, is that going to ruin anything or that's fine?
No. They'll cut the ding out. It's okay. Yeah, it's good.
Okay, this is something about Vic. Okay. All right, I'm just going to tell her. I will call you in 15 minutes, and I'm not saying anything. Okay. All right. I'll finish up with you. Okay. What are we doing next?
Next was the different types of laser hair removal available at Image Dermatology.
So in terms of the different types of laser hair removal available at Image Dermatology, we do laser hair removal anywhere someone wants it. So we do it from typical common areas like the upper lip on a female, because what female wants to have a mustache? None that I'm aware of. We do it the upper lip. We do it from the chin. We do it from the sideburns. We do it from the neck. We do it on the chest sometimes. For some patients, we do it bikini area, full bikini, partial bikini, on the thighs. We do full legs. We do the tops of the toes. We do the knuckle part, right above the knuckle on the hands. We do the arms. We do the underarms. We do the back. We do the buttocks. We literally do everywhere for laser hair removal. The only place I typically don't do it is on the head, on the scalp. We do it everywhere else. We even do weird areas, like people that have too much hair up their nose. The light up their nose, and so that's helpful for them. We do in the ears for a lot of my male patients that are starting to get little hairy deposits in their ears. That's not cute. You look like you swallowed Michael Jackson in your ear, so we take care of that for them, and we do laser hair in those areas. We have the Gentilaze machine, which works really well on lighter skin types, and then we have the XLV machine, which we use on darker skin types. I personally do laser hair removal myself in my practice. I do not farm it out to a esthetician or, you know, a machine operator for the laser. I do the settings myself, and I think that's very important. As I said before with chemical peels, if you are doing laser hair removal and know you have a cold sore or know that you get cold sores, you should definitely tell your doctor so they can give you a prescription for an antiviral like Valtrex, or the other one is Sitaveg that we use a lot. And that way you can still get treated, still get your goal of getting your hair removed, but you don't spread the cold sore. So that's critical.
Great. Okay.
I'm sorry, I should have said males and females. So let me just go back again. The last thing with laser hair removal is that we can use it in males, we can use it in females, we can use it in teenagers. There are some children that are very hairy that are being teased in school that have come to see me for hair on an upper lip. There are a lot of mothers that want to get started early with their daughters under their arms and shave for their whole lives. So we do young, do more mature, we do any race, and we do both sexes. So we do a lot of laser hair removal here at Image Dermatology. It's some of my bread and butter. I really like it. My patients like the fact that I, as the doctor, does the procedure myself. So I feel like that distinguishes me. And I love the machines and the equipment we have to use, that being the Gentle Ace for lighter skin types and the XLV for darker skin types.
Perfect. Okay. So then our last topic is skincare treatments available for men. What do you have there?
So in terms of skincare treatments available for men, we do a lot. We do chemical peels for men. That's probably the number one thing we do to improve the texture of their skin, the tone of their skin, acne breakouts, hair bumps, and fine lines. A lot of men come in here not having a skincare routine at all. So we put them typically on a couple of products, not a ton of products. But what we do is we literally have them decide what their priority is. So many of them are coming in for hair bumps. So I do laser hair removal on them, and I put them on.
Start that. Many of them come in for hair bumps right there.
Okay. So we have my male patients decide what the priority is. Many of my male patients will come in with hair bumps. We start laser hair removal for them for their hair bumps, and then we give them a wash, we give them a sunscreen, we give them a topical antibiotic that they can use for the hair bumps. We tell them not to pick, we tell them what to shave with, probably a Veno shave gel and a double-edged razor. Sometimes they shave with clippers in between, but we put them on a whole regimen and protocol. Other male patients of mine come in with acne scarring. In those cases, I'm doing the Intracell, and then I'm alternating it with the Intragen for the type of acne scarring they have. And then I'm going through what to do for post-care instructions for them, which would be sunscreen, a wound healing cream, and possibly a fade cream to help to keep the pigment down so they don't have a lot of inflammation. Other times, my male patients are coming in and they have bad rosacea. They're very red, a lot of my lighter skin patients. And they want treatment with the laser to help them with their broken blood vessels, because unlike women, men can't wear makeup, or perhaps they can, but they probably shouldn't. So we use the XLV laser under the rosacea settings, and that helps my male patients a lot with the blood vessels around their nose, on their cheeks, under their nose, and on their chin, so they can be more comfortable putting their best face forward. Additionally, with back to the laser hair removal again, I do it for full beard. I do it down their neck. I do it on their shoulders, their chest, their back, their arms. I have done hands and feet for laser in men. I've done legs in laser for men. Wherever they want to get lasered, I'm happy to help them with in terms of my male patients. So I would say chemical peels would be the number one thing they come in for. Botox would be the number two thing they come in for. A lot of my patients are concerned about aging and they want to slow down their aging. So a little bit of Botox in the lines between their eyes makes them very happy, makes them look less tense, makes them look less old, and makes them look less stressed. I would say the number three thing they come in here for is laser hair removal. The number four thing they come in here for is a skincare routine. And then a lot of my male patients want to come in for acne scarring. That would be with the Fraxel and the Intracel. And then a lot of my male patients want to come in for the Kybella. That is to take care of their under the chin fat and talk to me about other areas. And a ton of my patients come in terms of off the face, on the body, for the M-Sculpt these days. They want to tighten up their abdomen. They want to lift their rear ends a little bit. And they definitely, definitely, definitely want a whole regimen in terms of what they're supposed to do to help to make sure that this works the best for them. So I would say all of those things with my male patients, and probably a whole lot more. Those would be the main areas that my male patients are focusing on. And then the last thing that I didn't say is that my filler business with males has gone up significantly in the past 2 years. So 2 years ago, I wouldn't have even mentioned fillers with males. And now I would say one still chemical peels, two is still Botox, three is laser hair removal, and probably four would be filler before the other things that I mentioned. So that needs to be stuck in there also. So men are coming in for a lot, they're getting treated well, and I'd love to see more male patients.
Perfect. Okay. Well, yes, that's perfect. Everything sounds great, and I'll send it over to the team and we'll be in touch.
Okay,
I'm sorry about Dr. Narikar. That really is awful.
Yeah, it's awful. So in the meantime, just tell Naren that I text him and that I sent you guys this article on coronary artery disease and the susceptibility of Indian Americans, which really concerns me because, like I said, I had no idea of this. And in the meantime, thank you very much for flexing to my time. I appreciate it. And just pray for him, and I will talk to you guys later, okay?
I will do that. Thank you for your time. You have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye.